Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. India can be a key influence in global diplomatic efforts to end Ukraine-Russia conflict, says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Kyiv. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his U.S. counterpart Lloyd Austin review existing defense cooperation activities between the two countries. Home Minister Amit Shah to chair a series of meetings on anti-Naxal operations at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. FSSAI orders removal of A1 and A2 claims from all packaging of milk and dairy products. And in wrestling, Indian women clinch first ever team title at Under-17 World Championships in Amman, Jordan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his historic two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. In a social media post, Mr. Modi, on his Ukraine visit, said he came to the great nation with the aim of deepening friendship between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he held productive talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during their bilateral talks in Kyiv. The Prime Minister said that India firmly believes that peace must prevail always in the region. During the bilateral talks yesterday, Prime Minister Modi invited President Zelensky to visit India. Mr. Modi also told Mr. Zelensky that both Ukraine and Russia should sit together without wasting time to find ways to end the ongoing war, and that India had been on the side of peace since the beginning of the conflict in February 2022. Speaking to the media after the meeting, the Ukrainian president said that India can be a key influence in the global diplomatic efforts to end the war between his country and Russia.
India will play this role. I think that India began to recognize that this is not just conflict, this real war. One man, and his name is Putin, against whole country, which name is Ukraine. And you're a big country, you have big influence, and you can stop Putin.
The Ukrainian president proposed India among a handful of global South countries for hosting the second Ukraine peace summit and conveyed his idea to Mr. Modi. Mr. Modi's nearly nine-hour visit to Ukraine came 6 weeks after he held summit talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. During his two-day official visit to Poland, Prime Minister Modi held meetings with his counterpart Donald Tusk and President Andrzej Sebastian Duda in Warsaw. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described his visit to Poland as a special one and called the Central European nation India's valued friend. The United States has said that Prime Minister Modi's visit to Kyiv can contribute to achieving a peaceful resolution of the conflict in Ukraine aligned with President Zelensky's vision. U.S. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said India is a strong partner for the United States, and Prime Minister Modi's visit and conversation with President Zelensky can be helpful in getting an end to the conflict. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin reviewed the existing defense cooperation activities and discussed ways to deepen it further during a bilateral meeting at Pentagon last night. They held wide-ranging discussions on bilateral defense cooperation, industrial collaboration, regional security, and other international issues. Mr. Singh reached Washington on Thursday on a four-day visit to the United States. During the meeting with his U.S. counterpart, Mr. Singh highlighted the various co-development and co-production opportunities in India in the areas identified in the India-U.S. Defense Industrial Cooperation Roadmap, which was adopted last year. In a statement, the Defense Ministry said, Both the ministers appreciated the progress made in operationalizing the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness, a Quad initiative, and lauded the ongoing efforts by India to enhance the maritime domain awareness for the partners in the Indian Ocean region. The two leaders commended the efforts of the India-US Defense Acceleration Ecosystem, IndusX, for establishing the defense innovation bridge between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a series of meetings on anti-Naxal operations in Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Shah arrived in Raipur last night on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. He is scheduled to visit the ashram of Mahaprabhu Vallabhacharya in Champaran town of Raipur district this morning. Later, he will chair a meeting of the Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police of Chhattisgarh and neighboring states on interstate coordination. We have a report.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will discuss security and development-related issues as well as review various action plans to tackle left-wing extremism with the Chief Secretaries and Director General of Police of Chhattisgarh and neighboring states in the inter-state coordination meeting to be held in Raipur today. Amit Shah will also hold a meeting today to review security and development-related issues in the left-wing extremism-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. The Union Home Minister will inaugurate the Office of Narcotics Control Bureau in Raipur tomorrow. He will also hold a review meeting in connection with the expansion of cooperative sector in Chhattisgarh. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has asked food business operators, FBOs, and e-commerce FBOs to remove all claims regarding A1 and A2 types of milk and milk products from all packaging. FSSAI's instructions came after it found that several FBOs were selling milk and milk products such as ghee, butter and curd under the A1 and A2 classification using FSSAI license numbers. The food regulator added that the A1 and A2 differentiation of milk is essentially linked to a difference in the structure of protein, and therefore any A2 claims on milk fat products are misleading and not in conformance with the provisions of the FSS Act 2006 and its regulations. FSSAI further said that the standards for milk as specified in the Food Safety and Standards, Food Product Standards and Food Additives Regulations 2011 do not mention or recognize any differentiation of milk based on A1 and A2 types. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has asked all the central government hospitals and medical institutes to design a new dress code for convocation ceremonies. The ministry has written a letter to all the heads of the central government hospitals and medical teaching institutes in this regard. The ministry said the various institutes use black robe and cap during the convocation ceremony, and this tradition originated in the Middle Ages in Europe and has a colonial legacy. The ministry directed the institutes to embrace India's rich cultural tapestry and design appropriate dress code for the convocation ceremony based on local traditions of the state in which the institute is located. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the third episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hit out at the Congress for its alliance with the National Conference in the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Shah accused the Congress of repeatedly risking the nation's unity and security to satiate its greed for power. Referring to the National Conference's manifesto, Mr. Shah asked 10 questions of the Congress party and its leader Rahul Gandhi. Mr. Shah questioned whether the Congress supports the National Conference's promise of a separate flag for Jammu and Kashmir and its decision to restore Article 370 and 35A, thereby pushing Jammu and Kashmir back into an era of unrest and terrorism. The meeting of Central Election Committee of Congress was held in New Delhi yesterday to discuss the upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, and other senior leaders of the party were present in the meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, more than 23.27 lakh voters, including 5.66 lakh youths, are eligible to exercise their franchise during the first phase of assembly elections. The voting for assembly elections in the Union Territory will be held in all 90 constituencies in three phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of October. 24 assembly seats spread over seven districts will go to polls in the first phase. Meanwhile, in a major decision to facilitate voting by Kashmiri migrants in assembly elections, the Election Commission of India has set up 24 special polling stations in Jammu, Udhampur and Delhi. The bodies of 24 Indians who lost their lives in a bus accident in Nepal yesterday will be brought to Nashik in Maharashtra today. The deceased were from Jalgaon district of the state. The bodies will be brought to Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh, from where they will be transported to Nashik in an Indian Air Force aircraft and will be handed over to their families. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde spoke to Union Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior officials about bringing back the bodies to Maharashtra. Mr. Shinde said the Union Home Minister assured him of full support and a special officer has been appointed to coordinate the whole process. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the road mishap. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Indian Embassy is providing all possible assistance to those affected. In the United States, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has suspended his campaign for the race and endorsed former president and Republican nominee Donald Trump. In an address last night, Mr. Kennedy said he no longer believes that he has a realistic path to electoral victory. Mr. Kennedy clarified that he was suspending, not terminating his campaign. At the ongoing Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Amman, Jordan, the Indian women extended their dominance to win its first ever team title with a total of 8 medals. The Indian team signed off with 5 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze, scoring 185 points. Kajal became the 5th wrestler from the country to bag a gold. She won her bout over Ukraine's Oleksandra Rybak in the 69-kilogram weight category. However, Shrutika Patil had to be content with the silver after losing to the Japanese wrestler Yu Katsume in the 46-kilogram weight category. Rajmala grabbed a bronze in the 40-kilogram category with a win over Japan's Monaka Umekawa, while Muskan clinched another bronze in the 53-kilogram category, defeating Isabella Gonzalez of the USA. Cricketer Shikhar Dhawan has announced retirement from all 3 formats of international and domestic cricket through a video shared on his social media handle. In a social media post, Dhawan said he will carry countless memories with him and thank the fans for their love and support. Dhawan last played for India in the one-day international series against Bangladesh in December 2022. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Naresh. Alongside a front-page picture of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky paying homage in Kyiv to children killed during the Russia-Ukraine war, a Hindustan Times headline says, "Not neutral, on side of peace, Modi on historic Ukraine visit." Reliance Home Finance Fund diversion case, 5-year market ban for Anil Ambani and 24 others, SEBI imposes 624 crore rupees fine on 27 individuals, entities, writes Business Standard. A headline in the Asian Age says, India plans to land a man on moon by 2040, space economy to touch $44 billion in 10 years. DGCA imposes 98 lakh rupees penalty on Tata-owned Air India for operating flights with non-qualified crew members from Mumbai to Riyadh, reports the Pioneer. Blow to Bengal government as ETC orders CBI to probe RG Kaur, ex-principal for graft, notes the Hindu. And finally, bitten by wanderlust, Indians queue up to explore Europe in non-traditional seasons. Visa delays expected, reports the Economic Times. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shefali. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India can be a key influence in global diplomatic efforts to end Ukraine-Russia conflict, says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Kyiv. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his U.S. counterpart Lloyd Austin review existing defense cooperation activities between the two countries. Home Minister Amit Shah to chair a series of meetings on anti-nuxal operations at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. And in wrestling, Indian women clinched first ever team title at Under-17 World Championships in Amman, Jordan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.